it's time now for How You Built That. And we're updating a story today that ran about a year ago. It starts in 2015 in Los Angeles with a guy named Miles Pepper.
I went to my local coffee shop to grab an iced latte before heading off to work. And as I was leaving the shop, I put a plastic straw in my drink as normal habit.
But as it happens, just the night before, Miles had seen a program about plastics that are polluting the ocean.
I had just seen the video of the sea turtle with a straw stuck up its nose, and I was thinking to myself that I already have a reusable water bottle, I already have a reusable coffee cup, why don't I have a reusable straw?
Yeah, a reusable straw, not made out of plastic, but maybe metal. A straw that could fold and collapse like a tent pole.
And a way to guarantee that it would always be on me would be if it was the size of a car key. So I wanted a collapsible straw that was small enough to fit in a case the size of a car key.
But unfortunately, Miles didn't know the first thing about how to make a collapsible straw.
So I started talking with friends. I started talking with these designers that I had been working with. And this mutual friend said, hey, you should call Emma. Do you remember Emma?
And in fact, Miles did remember Emma. She was an acquaintance who also hated plastic straws. She'd even done a TEDx talk about it.
Straws suck. We've become accustomed to living disposable lifestyles based on convenience.
And so Emma and I then jumped on the phone.
The phone rings October 2017, and he says, hey, I've got this idea for a collapsible straw. And I just remember he first sounded really excited on the phone, and it got me really excited.
So anyway, Miles found an industrial designer in LA to help him develop a collapsible stainless steel straw.
And while they were working on the design, I was working on creating a social media presence. I have a love of memes, and one of my favorite ones was filling a pack of cigarettes with straws, and at the bottom it says, break the habit.
After about a month and a half, Emma and Miles had a prototype of a straw that folds into fourths and fits into a little plastic case that you could carry on a keychain. And next, a Kickstarter campaign.
And the big goal was 5,000 straws, which would have been about $70,000. But we sold about 60,000 straws and closed a month later with $1.89 million in the bank.
Which sounds amazing, right? Except Emma and Miles discovered a really big problem.
There's companies out there that are patrolling Kickstarter and looking to see when people throw a successful campaign. And as soon as they see that overnight success, then they jump on it and they use the measurements that are provided on the Kickstarter to create an exact replica of that item.
And that is exactly what happened to Emma and Miles. These random sharks basically hijacked their idea, made some quick, cheap knockoffs, and started fulfilling orders before Emma and Miles could even get their straws out into the world.
I mean, it's shocking.
And Emma says the hardest part for her
is the fact that most of these knockoffs are complete junk, and so they're just ending up in the trash can. And the entire purpose of our company was to reduce waste. And so I feel weirdly responsible. And, you know, no matter how many people tell me that it's not my fault, like, it still feels like it is.
Emma started filling Kickstarter orders in November of 2018. And she says this past year has been like business school on speed.
I don't know. It's like going down a river in a tube. Like, you just don't know what to expect. And every moment is either like very serene and calm, or you're maybe gonna die. And I love it.
That's Emma Cohen, the co-founder of Final Straw. And by the way, since we last spoke with them, Final Straw has been issued a patent and has sold about $5 million worth of collapsible metal straws. Emma is now working on their next reusable product, Final Fork. If you want to find out more about Final Straw, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.